South Africa has seen its black population rise from approximately 2.5 million in the mid-19th century to its current level of 50 million. The 2.5 million may be taken as the sustainable level of the black population without the benefits of Western medicine, Western education, and of modern agriculture. That 2.5 million number is important because only 13% of South Africa is suited for agriculture, and only 3% is high-quality agricultural land. The vast majority of South African agricultural land requires the application of modern technology. Farming in South Africa is highly capital-intensive. Farmers depend on bank lending not only to buy their farms but also to provide essential working capital. So, what happens if the land is expropriated without compensation if the banks then collapse? Well, it means no one is able to provide the essential working capital. If the farms then collapse, then up to 95% of the existing black population is at risk of starvation. In closing, the ANC and the EFF has proven that they don't care about the lives of black people nor whites. They're not racist at all, they care only for the wishes of their oligarch masters.